God wants to impart to you his wisdom, the wisdom of the ages. My dad had a lot of wisdom. He wasn't perfect, of course, but he took the time and made the effort to impart much of that wisdom into my life. And to a great extent, that wisdom has made me the man I am today. Imagine, though, God who is perfect, God who knows all things for all times, God who loves you beyond measure, wanting to impart his wisdom into your life. Surely we have to stand back from that, you and I, and think to ourselves, wow, that's amazing. And it is totally amazing. Just think for a moment of the things that you have going on in your life right at this moment that are causing you grief. The things that are complicated, that you just can't sort out and fix. Imagine now that God is prepared to speak his word of wisdom into that one situation that's driving you to despair. Would you want to hear that wisdom? Would you want to receive that wisdom? Probably out of frustration, out of a desire just to get that thing sorted, the answer is a big, fat yes. But then let's say you open the Bible and you read this verse, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is the hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. And you realize that actually it's your pride and your arrogance, the way that you've been talking to other people, that's the biggest factor in this dilemma in which you now find yourself. Now, let me ask you again. Do you want to receive that wisdom? It's not easy, is it? There's this thing inside each one of us that wants to blame everyone and everything else for our problems, except ourselves. And yet so often, the getting of wisdom involves owning up. It involves being honest with ourselves. It involves making the changes that we need to make in order to bring peace. And that's where the fear of the Lord comes in. It's in this heart attitude that says, you know, God's right. The alternative here is continuing in this mess. The alternative here is facing God's judgment for this one day. Receiving the wisdom of God into our lives isn't always easy. In fact, a lot of the time, it's incredibly tough. It's something that we don't want to do because we want to wallow in our immaturity, in our pride, in our, let me call it for what it is, sin. But your Father in heaven has, sitting ready and waiting for you, the wisdom of the ages, a wisdom that will utterly transform your life, a wisdom that day by day will set you free to be all he made you to be. That's God's word, fresh for you today.